Money FM 89.3, the best of Saturday mornings.
Let's visit with our good friend who is in the studio with us now. And we got to talk about the Projector because great things are happening. Prashant Somasundaram, general manager of the Projector. You've been sitting here nodding and smiling. Tell us about, what about your memories of Sentosa? What do you remember? Have you been there? Do you go there often or have you been there?
Actually, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me back here. It's been a while since the pandemic, but it's always nice to be back in the studio and listening
to
you guys chatting.
Yeah.
Sentosa actually holds a lot of memories. My parents used to bring me there. And interestingly, during the pandemic, I've gone there a lot more because they've even removed the admission fees.
Right.
It used to be a little prohibitive to, the moment you enter, it's already like $6 or $12, I can remember. Mm. So that's been great. And I've been going quite regularly. Interestingly, there are a lot of new nature walks in there. Mm. And that's been something, because we've all been stuck here in Singapore and we couldn't really travel. So that was the escape. And they've got some new interesting F&B spots, like 4 a.m. pizza. It's one place that I've tried in the section closer to Shangri-La Sentosa.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's pretty easy to just get to Vivo City, take the monorail, suddenly you're in Sentosa, whereas before you used to have to pay it every
When you were a kid, it a go-to for your family? Did you go out on the weekends?
It was. I mean, that coffee shop that Neil was talking about is something that I remember quite well, and also just sitting and watching this A&W boat that was docked.
That's right.
It
was a beautiful spot. It overlooked the causeway.
So, and this was before the RWS came in, and you really had that beautiful boardwalk that you could, look at Mount Faber and all that. So it was lovely. And actually now there's this section called Tanjung Rimau, which is past really at the west end of Sentosa. But it's kind of a protected area, which is a good thing. But so you can actually ride into Sentosa to get access to do coastal walks and stuff. So Serapong and...
on the other side of the fort?
On the other side facing the south. Yeah. And it has really good wild marine life and all that. But in Singapore, if you give free access to everyone, people will be picking up all this nature, what's happening in the Changi intertidal walks and
it's
all
happened
that.
There, so, it's happened at Chek Jawa.
It's a good thing that, Sentosa's protecting that area and not giving it free access and, only for people who know what they're doing in there. So
let me just ask you briefly, as a Singaporean, I'm genuinely curious, what do you go to Sentosa for primarily?
I mean, there isn't one thing that I go for. I do like the beach run spaces, and that's a good place to escape, but only on weekdays for me. Thank God I have enough flexibility to do that. But I think weekend it gets pretty manic. I do enjoy going to Rumors Beach Club. There's some of my friends play music there. It's a bit of an escape from the city in Singapore. So that's one thing. But otherwise, I really do enjoy just either biking or walking through a bunch of nature trails.
I've never done it. I mean, I've rented bikes years ago, but I know you've done it. I've never actually cycled to
Sentosa.
It's
pretty steep.
There are some pretty steep.
It's one of the places where one of the few places you actually have some hills that can give you a good workout, right?
So you got to be prepared, because if you're cycling in East Coast and all that, it's really flat.
Yep.
Whereas if you go to Sentosa, you get pretty good challenges. I love it.
Well, speaking of heritage, you're doing exactly the same as Sentosa. You are preserving what we've already got and making the best of it. Tell us what you're doing at the cafe, because it's spectacular.
Thanks. We just took over. So what happened, long story short, was MM2, which was the previous operator of the cinemas at Cafe, which is on Handy Road, moved out in June. And we took over the space in late July and turned it over in about 3 weeks. And we've reopened what we call Projector X Picture House, which is still a pop-up. It's not a permanent space at the cafe, but it could be a precursor to a potential longer lease. So it's a bit of a testing ground for us also to see what we can do with the space and make it commercially viable, because it is Orchard Road and it needs to be commercially viable.
Sure. At the old cafe cinema in Handy Road. And Prashant, when you look at that space, how does it differ from your usage of Beach Road, the Beach Road projector versus this one? How do you compare it in your mind as to the customer experience or the business experience?
I mean, we've tried to replicate what we can to maintain the projector DNA in what would be a commercial shopping mall. So that's been a challenge that we've been looking at in how to create a projector presence in what is pretty much a whitewashed kind of space. So we went in there and we went actually, you know, a lot of our friends and all came in as the same way we did at Riverside Point where we did the pop-up. On weekends, we, you know, our founder, Karen, and a bunch of friends, we came, painted the walls, painted the ceilings, and posted stuff to make it a bit, to give it a bit more character. I think that was quite important. But also, ultimately, in terms of programming, we are quite conscious of trying to bring back a lot of older, you know, classic films, similar to what we've done at Golden Mall, but trying to make it a bit more accessible to a public who may just walk in into a mall and try and see, you know, what's happening and not necessarily go to Golden Mall because it might be too far or too, you know, off.
That was going to be my question. How does your selections or movie choices differ between the two?
I would say we're still trying to do similar stuff, but we do have some commercial titles that we're trying to do and, you know, make it. I mean, to be frank, the space that we inherited has a lot more comfortable seats than what is in Golden Mall. Golden Mall, we've conserved the 1970s kind of flip seats.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you have.
So, I mean, that has been a draw and also, you know, something that gives us certain negative reviews online, but it is what it is. So, whereas at Cathay, we have the really comfortable seats. We have Dolby 7.1. So now it's about, you know, putting art house or a niche kind of films in a commercial kind of cinema and see whether we can grow an audience. And that's really the challenge that we're trying to do and address. And we do have, we are going to launch a premium product of sorts. So we inherited the Platinum Suites, which was Cathay's previous
like
premium.
Like some people, they know the gold class at Golden Village.
Yeah, so it's kind of the equivalent with airline seats, full recliner kind of thing. So it's a 25-seater hall, which we are trying to then build, you know, themed dinners or build experiences around it. Like we are going to screen Moon Age Daydream, which is a documentary on Bowie that's coming out next week on the 15th of September. So we're trying to build an event experience around it and, you know, a potential after party in that area.
One of our regular listeners, Rob Salisbury, is saying he's going to a Top Gun double bill.
Yes.
Right? So is this what you mean by trying to change the experience a little bit? And what is exactly that?
Yeah, we would never have done it at Golden Mall because asking people to sit 4 hours in there would, you know, be asking a lot.
So it's both the Top Gun movies, is that right?
Yes. So it's a 4K restoration of the original, the 1986 film.
That's
and
fun.
And then the Maverick. So we take a 1 hour break and then we do Maverick after that.
Oh.
So it's going to be 4 hours of Tom Cruise, but it'll be fun. And then, you know, we're one of the few places that has a full bar at the cinema.
That is fun.
You know.
So you're hoping that people actually make it in for that second movie after that 1 hour
break.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, I was reprimanded again this week, and he's already reprimanded me. I must be the only person left in Singapore who still hasn't seen Top Gun Maverick.
I don't know what the heck
if not the world, so maybe I'll come to your place.
I don't know
please. I mean, it's next Friday, next Saturday and Sunday on the 17th and 18th.
Yeah. Go with Rob Salisbury. He's going with some buddies.
There you go. There you go.
Look it up.
It's great. But I wanted to say this, Prashant, in all seriousness, you have been, you know, at the risk of you blushing, one of the real success stories through COVID that you kept pioneering, you kept improvising, you didn't sit back and moan like many others in the arts community. You just got on with it. This is the situation. How can we do it? You know, you developed your online platforms.
We've had this discussion with you many times on the show over the last few years.
And now you're doing it now. As we're coming out of the pandemic, hopefully you're doing it now with a second cinema. How do you keep up, I would say, that momentum, that enthusiasm? I mean, what must be such a cutthroat industry business in the sense that rentals are so high, you've constantly got issues with landlords. How are you navigating your space?
I mean, a lot of it is really built out of necessity. I mean, a need to survive, and we are quite conscious. I mean, we are a fully commercial entity.
Of
we
course.
Don't rely on, you know, grants from government authorities and such. So, I mean, for us, it's always like, okay, now we have 14, and we've grown our team to, like, you know, more than 20 people.
Wow.
Since the pandemic. So that's been interesting for us. We've been feeding more mouths, and that has also developed the need to innovate and keep ourselves sustainable. So it's a lot of constant negotiation with landlords. But we do have a very passionate team that's willing to go the extra mile, adapt and figure out things rather than just sit back and hope that, you know, we will ride out this wave, because, you know, we never know when that's going to end. So, I mean, that's been really quite important, like the team that we've built.
A follow-up question to that would be, how do you balance that? This is the kind of cinema I want to show versus this is the kind of cinema that Singaporeans want to see.
That's going to be financially viable,
if I had your cinema, I would be doing niche British gangster movies from the 60s and 70s that might appeal to me and four Ang Mos.
Right.
So how do you balance that?
Yeah, I mean, that's always been a challenge. Like, there are a lot of movies that we want to show, but it's very hard to communicate to people why it's important for them to view this
film. Like 2001 A Space Odyssey.
We've been arguing.
I know.
Did you hear this morning?
Your email.
Kubrick's most boring movie.
We were arguing. I said I wanted to go and see it at the projector. Right. And he said, you know, world's most boring movie.
Drink some coffee before you go.
I get that, I would still like to see it once in my life on the big screen.
Now, the beauty is now that we have seven screens to fill, four at the Cathay and three at Golden Mile, it gives us more flexibility to try and do more experimental kind of films and hope that people take the chance and walk in, like, trust us with our curation. And come in. So we do have the commercial kind of stuff like Top Gun and such. And we do look at more entertainment kind, like we're bringing back Devil Wears Prada and doing it with a drag queen hosting it and a dance party after that. So we do that entertainment stuff, but we also balance it with a bit more art house films like Memoria. Or now we're screening this Anatomy of Time, which is by a Thai filmmaker. And that's something that it is a slow cinema kind of thing, and that's not something that everyone may be exposed to, but we like to make it available and grow the audience and make it accessible. I think that's the thing, and hope people take the chance and watch it and then use word of mouth to get their friends to watch it.
We just lost Neil Visual on Facebook Live, but we're hoping we'll get it back in just a minute.
I'm coming back.
Talking with Prashant Somasundaram, the general manager of the Projector, and the Projector X, which is at the cinema, the Cathay Cinema in Handy Road. Prashant, are you worried that you could have trouble with the audience leaving one going to the other?
Yeah, I mean, there was always a conscious thing when we were setting up to see, I mean, will people choose a more comfortable space and more accessible space compared to Golden Mile? But I think, interestingly, we have a lot of people coming back and we're like, you know, we still want to support the OG and, you know, go back to that. And I mean, Golden Mile, it's going to be an interesting space in the next couple of years, largely because Golden Mile Complex is going on block.
Yeah.
So the character of the stretch itself is going to change. You're going to lose all the Thai community and all that. So I mean, the character of that space is going to change. We'll adapt. I mean, we'll figure out ways, and we're re-looking at also refreshing. Now that, you know, Cathay's more in motion, we're trying to look at refreshing the Golden Mile experience and trying to see what we can do to make it attractive also.
There's something you do, Prashant, that is a real personal passion project of mine. You know, you're showing classic cinema. Godfather, Raging Bull, and this kind of thing. I've got friends, good friends in Singapore, who I will not name on air, but they see my DVD and Blu-ray collection and they legitimately don't understand it. They say, but you've seen it already. Why would you ever want to see a movie again? You know that mindset. I've seen it once already. I don't need to see it again. But of course, you would know my counter argument to that. Why would you ever look at a painting more than once, right? To appreciate
it's how
art.
You're going to feel when you see 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Exactly.
Why would I ever want to see that again?
Exactly.
But carry on.
But there are points to that. You know, in the UK, in London, in Melbourne, in Paris, in New York, there are cinemas that run classic cinema movies almost round the clock. And not only do they succeed, they make a profit running things like everything from Casablanca, Godfather, Sound of Music, whatever your Apocalypse Now, whatever you like. Are you seeing a shift in that? Are you seeing a greater local appreciation for what is art, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we evolve also. So, you know, you watching that as a 15-year-old and you watching that same film as a 30-year-old really changes, and especially with a beer in hand. So, you know, like, I mean, I think for us, it's about creating that experience, even though it's a film that you have watched before. Watching it again in a new space with a new group of friends and all that changes. And I think people do like that kind of communal experience.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have people coming back and still asking us, oh, you did The Room last time. When are you doing it again? I want to come back.
Well, I noticed with, I think it was The Godfather 1 or 2, you kept adding screenings, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That, which was terrific.
Yeah, we didn't expect that there would be that much demand for
it. You ran the trilogy, right?
Oh, we did the trilogy.
And considering those films, let's be frank, were available on streaming platforms anyway,
everywhere,
you're still adding screenings, shows you that the demand, the interest is there.
Yeah, I mean, the interest for the big screen experience plus the communal kind of vibe is something that people want to, I mean, you know, to do things on a Saturday or Friday night rather than just staying home and watching it on your TV or your laptop. Like,
absolutely,
it is quite a different
people
experience.
Get out.
Yeah. So I think that's something that we are banking on. And
good.
Yeah. And hopefully people are coming back, just not just for the old films, but even the new stuff and the, you know, directors that they may not know. But I think that's something that we're really trying to push and grow the film literacy in Singapore.
Yeah. Just don't let him drink beer before 2001. He'll be snoring.
He'll be snoring without a beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust me.
It's a masterpiece.
We're going to have this discussion after you watch that, Neil. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, where can people find you on Facebook, Instagram? It's Projector X, right?
No, so you go to theprojector.sg for our website for all the showtimes. And then it's theprojector.sg on Instagram if you want to follow us. So.
Hey, everybody out there listening, go support these guys. They have done such an amazing job during the course of the pandemic, and you are online selling movies and doing this. Get down to Beach Road. It's a fun environment if you haven't been there. If you're new to Singapore or you just haven't been down there, go down there, then get some Thai food next door, either before or after the show, at Golden Mile Complex. Go to the Projector in Handy Road. It's easy to get to. Parking's easy. All of that.
Great historical building.
Support local businesses that are trying to do something unique for Singapore. And you guys, you're right up at the top of that list in the arts community.
Absolutely.
Thank
and look,
you.
I love the Marvel movies. They're terrific.
Yeah.
I always watch them.
Sure.
You can go to any multiplex to see them. There's a lot of other stuff out there that should be watched as well. And this guy curates a fabulous list of movies. Go check them out.
Prasanth, thanks for coming on today. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, guys.
And nice to see you in person.
Yes, indeed.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.